Okay, so yesterday we were developing, right? So we started talking about Sof Zman Kriyat Shema, and we were analyzing that there seems to be at least according to the normative Shitos, there seems to be a very big discrepancy between the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema by Arvis and the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema by Shacharis, where you have that, according to at least normative Shitos, that the Zman Shchiva lasts at least midoraisa all night, but Zman Kima, right, seems to be limited to wake-up time, the time that people wake up. Right, and we point out that if this chiluk is midoraisa, then you really need to explain why is it that you have such a discrepancy on a doraisa level between shchiva, which applies all night, and kima, which is limited to wake-up wake-up time. So most of the Rishonim who were discussing the issue, right, we had the Meiri, the Ra'ah, Tosas Rush, Sefer Chinuch, they basically all explained that the distinction stems from the Lashonos in the Torah of Shchiva versus Kima. That Shchiva is open to be interpreting as Kol Zman that people are sleeping, but Kima is limited to wake-up time, not Kol Zman that people are awake. And we just pointed out, fine, that explains why, given that this is the usage, given the Torah utilizes the Lashonos of Shchiva and Kima, you have this discrepancy. But then the follow-up question was, so why did the Torah use different Lashonos, which could be consistent? So we pointed out that this really highlighted the notion of bookends. Right? And if you understand that Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima is about bookending your everyday activities with a Kriyat Shema beforehand and a Kriyat Shema afterwards, then you understand why it is that, that the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis is much more rigid, right? You dafka need to, you know, recite the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis before your daytime activities. Therefore, it's limited to Kima as in the time that people wake up. Masha Inkin, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Zman Shchiva, right, can be more flexible to be any time during the night, because at the end of the day, any, right, as long as you say Kriyat Shema at any point during the night, that's going to bookend on the, right, on the, you know, on the end part. Fine. So I do...
I get it with Kamecha, like, getting up, because that's when you're...
The Rishonim quote different psukim where Shchiva could mean people sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea. Oh. So I'd like to start off today by pointing to several early Mekoros, which highlight that the Zman and Kriyat Shema are Da'oraisa. Right? So again, these following Mekoros, which are basically in line with the Mahalach that we're developing, again, that these Chilukim between Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima are all Da'oraisa. Again, because Zman and Kriyat Shema in general are Da'oraisa. Okay, so let's just look at three Mekoros, early Mekoros, which are highlighting that, again, Zman and Kriyat Shema, in many cases, Sof Zman and Kriyat Shema, are Da'oraisa, which therefore supported the Mahalach that we were developing, that you really need to need an explanation to account for the discrepancy mid-Da'oraisa. So the first early Makor for this is from where?
Tosefta.
Tosefta, right? Tosefta in Paragimel, Tosefta Aleph. Anybody have it? You can get to the back of the Gemaras. Right, an important line. You got it, Dovi? So what's the idea? What's the contrast? I'm saying just like the Torah has Zmane Kriyat Shema, the Chachamim in parallel fashion have Zmane Tzvila, right? The idea of, you know, Kein Tarayis Tika. But again, for our purposes, what's that highlighting? That Zmane Kriyat Shema are Da'oraisa. So again, the Tosefta in Gimel Aleph, again, highlight that sounds like all Zman and Kriyat Shema are Da'oraisa, and therefore require the explanation we gave before, the Svara, for why there would be such a discrepancy on a Da'oraisa level. So you have the Tosef. Kishem Shenosna Torah Keva LeKriyat Shema, Kach Nosu Chachamim Keva LeTzvila. The Tiknu on the Tzvila. Meaning, just like the Torah set aside Zmanim for Kriyat Shema, the Chachamim gave Zmanim for Tzvila. So on the Kriyat Shema side, it sounds like Da'oraisa. So that's the Tosefta. What else? That's the Tosefta you have? Avos Rabbi Nasan. This is on the Mamkom Mishit. Avos Rabbi Nasan. Again, interesting, right? Talking about things which are Motziim Adam Min HaOlam. And one of them is Shina Shel Shacharis. So let's look at the Shai, you have it? On the second side of the Marmakomas. Shena Shel Shacharis Ketzai. Let's look at the formulation. Why is sleeping in the morning bad?
Shena Shel Shacharis Ketzai.
Really, you shouldn't go to sleep until after Zman Kriya Shema, until after you fulfill Kriya Shema. Why? Oh, that's the key line, right? Because any time that a person sleeps before Zman Kriya Shema, Nimso Batal Min HaTorah. What is our saying? Because if you miss Zman Kriya Shema, you're going to be over the Da'oraisa. Implication being that Sov Zman Kriya Shema, at least Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, is Da'oraisa. So again, and that's really the key, right? So again, so if Sov Zman Kriya Shema Pepashas the Gimel Sha'os is Da'oraisa, yet we know Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is all night. So again, you see you have this discrepancy on a Da'oraisa level, again, which got us to the bookend Svara that we had before. Yeah. Sounds like, right? If you sleep until after the Zman Kriya Shema, it comes out.
You're being mevatel minato.
Exactly. It sounds like you're being mevatel the Da'oraisa, implying implication being that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is Da'oraisa. Obviously, if you thought that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is only Mizra Rabbanon, then you weren't mevatel Da'oraisa, you're only mevatel the Din Mizra Rabbanon.
It's the Nimtza Batel passive.
Yeah, exactly. You weren't mevatel B'yadayim. Exactly. That's what it sounds like. That's a good hara. Oh, yeah. Kriya Shema Daraisa, meaning if you sleep, exactly, because Min HaTorah you were required to say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris before the Zman. If you sleep to that Zman, you were Mevatel Din Daraisa. Again, implication being that Sof Zman Kriya Shema is Daraisa. And then the last makor for this is Rashi in Shabbos Yud Aleph Amnon. So again, this is a Gemara we've referenced. We didn't see this inside yet, but this is the famous contrast between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about whether Rebbe, who's Terasa Umnaso, when he's being Osek in Torah, you putter from Kriya Shema. According to Yerushalmi, you're putter from Kriya Shema. That's the famous Zeshinun Zeshinun. That's the famous Yerushalmi. But the Bavli says, no, you're putter from Tfila, but not from Kriya Shema. Let's just look at this inside. Anyone have a Shabbos? You got it? See, Detanya Chaverim Shayu Oskin B'Torah. Right, so these chaverim, and the Gemara goes, this is Rebbe, the chaverim who are Tarasan, right? Tarasan, Umnasan, right? Full time learners, this is their life, this is their blood, right? So it says that you are, that they, Rebbe, the chaverim, were, they'd still be mafsik, their Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema, but they wouldn't be mafsik, their Talmud Torah for Tzfila. So it says, Rashi, Dirmaslo chaverim, Oskim, Torah, mafsikim. Oh, so this Rashi highlights again, and Bepashas sounds like which Zman of Kriya Shema we're talking about. Sounds like Sof Zman, right? If they're in the middle of learning and now the end time of Kriya Shema is coming, you have to stop your Torah learning for Kriya Shema, because it sounds like the Sof Zman Kriya Shema stemming from Meshach V'chav Kumecha is Da'oraisa. So again, this is another raya that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, right? Pashas Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris of Gimel Shos is Da'oraisa. And that explains the Hafsaka of the Rashi. Fine. So again, these are just rayos that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is Da'oraisa. And therefore, you have this Chiluk Da'oraisa. You need some explanation like we gave before. This is all to be contrasted with the second Mahalach, which is going to say that, no, really, don't be so bothered by the discrepancy, because really, Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is only Midra Banan, who is the famous Baal Shita of this? The Kesa Mishnah, right? So if anyone has the Kesa Mishnah, again, the Kesa Mishnah asks this question, oh, why do you have such a discrepancy between Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva? The Zman Shechiva lasts all night, but yet Zman Kima is only until Gimel Shos. So what is the Kesa Mishnah's answer? Exactly. Really need Doraisa? There is no chiluk. Right? Me on the Doraisa level, says the Kesa Mishnah, just like Zman Shechiva is all night, Zman Kima is all day. And this idea of Zman Kima being limited to Gimel Shah is only Mizra Banan. Let's see the Kesa Mishnah inside. We spend the next couple of minutes analyzing the rayos of the Kesa Mishnah and the rayos of the Magen Avraham against the Kesa Mishnah. Each raya is really fascinating in its own right. So let's see the Kesa Mishnah. Ariel, I thought it was, right, you have it? So again, he asks, halfway, he says, Yeshoalim.
Yeshoalim,
My time is Bisham Pakod, so Shina calls on the other Shalim, Tommy Tasam, Zamina Bahad, Rashbi, Pamisha Adam, Kore, Rashma, Baytah, and Biom, Akasaran, Tama Baka, Beakas, Akaran, Tama, Yose, Yehovas, Akasa, Yom, Akasa, Mesa Tasam, the Karele, Lila, which is the Ika, and she's gone about Yishaisa. The
Korka,
Angel, Perish, but Ota Shah, Olam, Alam, Tasam.
Right, again, right, they're not talking about the fact that after Allah's people are going to sleep, right, hopefully, right, so it's rather that people are, right, they ain't Derek Ben Yadam, right, Lishkov, the Shachay Ba'osah Shah, they're not going to sleep at that point, Ella, right, so you see clearly that the Geder of Shechiva is caused by the people who are sleeping. Kim right, so why don't you get the same thing that Zman Kima should also be all day, just like Zman Shechiva is all night. So what's his answer? Oh, right, Inachanami, on a Doraisa level, you are 100% correct, right? 100% correct that Midoraisa, just like Zman Shechiva is all night, Midoraisa Zman Kima is all night. We'll skip the Raya for a moment, we'll come back to that. El, you see after one more line, Ella Mishum to Kaimalan. So then the question is, so why Midrabanan do they make it earlier? Fine, we'll get to the right now. So what's the basic answer? So why Midrabanan did they move up Sovzman Kriya Shema 2-3 hours to facilitate what? Smichas Gula Tefillah. Since Tefillah has to be done by Dalet Shos, because that's Sovzman Tefillah, according to Chachamim. So too, since we want to make sure you get your Kriya Shema in before Tefillah, in order to have Sovzman Gula Tefillah. So therefore, we want to make sure you got your Kriya Shema in earlier. So therefore, the Chachamim moved up Sovzman Kriya Shema to Gimel Shos. Remember, this is parallel. This idea that, oh, midoraisa, you have a different zman, but the Chachamim altered the zman, Kriya Shema, to facilitate Somek Gula Tzvila. Which other Achron said this, Bidas, another Rishon? Remember? This is the Pnei Yoshua, Bidas, Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's like here the Kesset Mishnah is working by Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. There the Pnei Yoshua, Bidas, Rabbeinu Tam was working for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, but it's a similar type of construct that, right, that Midoraisa, right, Zman Shechiva slash Zman Kima is really more flexible, but comes along the Chachamim to change the Zman Kriya Shema Midrabanan to facilitate Somek Gula Le'Tzvila. Fine. That's the Shita of the Kesset Mishnah. Now let's look at the two Rayos that the Kesset Mishnah brings to prove that Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris must only be Midrabanan, but that Midoraisa, of course, you should be able to recite Kriya Shema all day. So the first raya, this is the one that I had you skip, right after you said in a chanami dahaki darshinale. Oh, so what's the raya? Oh, that's the key line. What's the first raya of the Kesset Mishnah that must be midoraisa Kriya Shema Shel Shachris could be the all day? And the fact that you could do what? Exactly. The fact that you could recite Birchos Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema says it must be because Midoraisa there is still a Kiyam of Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Says the Kesset Mishnah, if, right, Lu Yitzuyar, there the Sof Zman Kriya Shema was Midoraisa, and that Midoraisa there was no Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Achar Gimel Shos, says the Kesset Mishnah, there'd be no value to saying Birchos Kriya Shema after three shows. So, what has the Magen Avraham reject this Raya? And remember, Magen Avraham says, this is not a Raya, because what? Well, yeah, what's the first one? Excellent. Says the Magen Avraham in his first point, again, this is in Simen Nunches, Sifkatan Zayin. His first one is, what are you talking about? To a brachos, Einon Shayachim the Kriya Shema, Vimkein in Raya Mia Brachos. Magen Avraham says, don't bring a Raya from Birchos Kriya Shema, because Birchos Kriya Shema are completely independent from Mitzvos Kriya Shema. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, even if Mitzvos Kriya Shema, there was no Kiyam Midoraisa after Gimel Shos, would still be shayach to say Birchos Kriyat Shema afterwards. What's the Nekudas HaMachokas between the Kesa Mishnah and the Magen Avraham here? Exactly, and more lumpish terms about what's the nature of Birchos Kriyat Shema. Are Birchos Kriyat Shema a Birchos HaMitzvah or Birchos Kriyat Shema Birchos HaShevach is more Medeuk. So the Kesa Mishnah, who says that the Birchos Kriyat Shema are tied to the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema, clearly holding that Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah. And therefore, it would be a bracha levatala, to use the Kesa Mishnah's Lashon, to say Birchos Kriyat Shema at a time where there could be no Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. Because again, if Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah, obviously the bracha is only shayach when the mitzvah is shayach. But the Magen Avraham argues, no! Birchos Kriyat Shema is an independent Birchos HaShevach. And therefore, it makes sense to have to recite the Birchos Kriyat Shema even at a time when there's no Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. So we're going to do this as a separate sugya, but just to give you a little taste that this machokes between the Kesa Mishnah and the Magen Avraham really is earlier in earlier Rishonim. You have this already in machokes between Rashi and Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta, and this is the Tshuvas HaRashba chimes in. Either Birchos Kriyat Shema or Birchos HaMitzvah. Or Birchos HaShevach. Oh, what is this? Oh, we'll get there. The Birchos HaShevach about the themes of Kriyat Shema. We'll get there.
I mean, like I said, I wouldn't say the same thing in Lechon.
Good. We'll get to there, but if you think it's a Birchos HaShevach, so then the Birchos, the content of Shevach relates to the themes of Kriyat Shema. We'll get there. Okay? Good. So let's just see in the Rishonim where this comes up. It all comes back to the original Rashi, right? One of the first Rashis in the Masechta. So again, right, what is the famous Shita, Elisha, what's the famous Shita of Rashi and Talpes?
We say, Kriyat Shema early by Marav, just have time Torah with Davening, but really the Iker is Kriyat Shema and Mita.
Excellent. So right, Shita's Rashi is that really the Kriyat Shema that you say at Marav is not Mekayim the Mitzvah Doraisa. You're only Mekayim the Mitzvah Doraisa with the later Kriyat Shema Al HaMita. So Tosfos asks four questions. Each of them is an important sugya in itself. But for now, let's look at the second kasha. Anyone have the Tosfos Daf Beis open?
Yeah.
You got it, Eliyah? See, the second kasha he asks is Va'od Kasha.
Then Gash, Va'oy, Gash.
Sorry, Levarach.
It's, very well.
Va'od is the last word on the line.
Oy, Kasha. Hitzarech Levarach, B'kriya Shema, Shtayim Lefnei, V'shtayim Lechrei, Be'arvis.
So what's the kasha of Tosfos? How can you say, says Tosfos, how can you say, Rashi, that you're not Yotze Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema with the Kriyat Shema at Arvis, at Marv? But what do you mean? At Marv, you're saying the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So Tosfos is Kasha, right, is highlighting the Birchos Kriyat Shema or Birchos HaMitzvah. It's only Shayach to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema as a Birchos HaMitzvah, right, associated with the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. Oh, so again, Tosfos, like the Kesa Mishnah, is saying that Birchos Kriyat Shema is a Birchos HaMitzvah, and therefore it's only Shayach to have the Birchos Kriyat Shema associated with the Kiyam Mitzvahs Kriyat Shema. And we're going to see the same Shita highlighted by the Shoel in the Tshuvas HaRashba, in the Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Zayin. Ezra, do you have it on the Mar Makoma sheet? Right, this is Shita's Rashi. Oh, so now this is the Shoel's Kasha. Right, takes it one step further. He says, "You're over the one of the service, right? Service, the Debrosa, you know, Baltisa, right? It's a bracha levatala." Says the Rashba, the Shoel in the Rashba, I should say, right? The Shoel in the Rashba is very much like Tosfos. It's a Birchos HaMitzvah, and therefore it would be a bracha levatala to say a Birchos HaMitzvah if you're not then going to be mekayim the mitzvah. Oh, so comes along the Rashba and is going to defend it. First, he says, by the way, the Rashi is just the Yerushalmi. And then he says, you see the second line, Uma.
Uma, Shetamas, Imkin, Hechanikor, Moshe,
Altizma. Right, don't be worried. What is the key line?
the Birkos Shal Kriyas Shema ain't on Birkos Shal Kriyas Shema Mamish. The Birkos HaTorah, the Birkos HaMitzvah.
Oh. Don't think of it as a Birchas HaTorah, which the Rashi Lishitas, we'll get to it later, also thinks it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Don't think it's a Birchas HaTorah, which the Rashi thinks is a Birchas HaMitzvah, or a Stam Birchas HaMitzvah. What's his Raya? Right? You should say the classic Nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedishanam Zitzav Tzivanu, right? Likro Eshema, or Al Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema. That's not the Lashon of the Birchas Kriyat Shema.
Ella.
Right, it's rather a bracha b'fnei atzma. In other words, it's a birchas hashevach, and therefore, as Rashi continues, therefore it's not tied to the zman of the mitzvah. So again, pointing out that the first raya of the Kesa Mishnah from the birchas kriyat shema, again, which is rejected by the Magen Avraham, but again, the Nekudas HaMachlokas here really highlighting a very important yisod about what is the nature of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Is it Birchas HaMitzvah? And that's why the Ketz HaMishnah says, therefore you can bring a Raya from Birchas Kriyat Shema to the Zman of the Mitzvah itself. The Magen Avraham says no, because the Magen Avraham aligns with the Rashba that it's a Birchas HaShavah. Fine. That's Raya number one, and the potential, you know, disproof. Back Ariel to the end, where he brings another Raya. Because the Mishnah's other raya that the zman of Gimel Shalos must be midrash rabbanan. Towards the end, it says v'teda da asmachti.
Teda.
Don't think this idea of the Bnei Melachim getting up at Gimel Shalos. Don't think that's actually do rice and drasha. It's asmachti. Why? So what's the second raya?
That we're following the malachim, which are just the miyat.
Very important. Exactly. So the second raya of the Kesa Mishnah is that the idrasha b'nei malachim must be in asmachta, must be mitzvah, because it's following the miyat. B'nei malachim are clearly a miyat. And we would never follow the miut midah oraisa, so therefore this must be a din d'rabbanan. Which Gemara seems to be a little difficult for this assertion, right? The assertion of the Kesa Mishnah is that we never follow the miut on a d'oraisa level. Which Gemara seems to say that we do follow miut? Exactly, excellent. Chesam v'ez. The whole sugya of the Rashbi and the Rashbi b'shem Rabbi Akiva, right? Whenever it says, right, la'olam leilahu v'had tekari yom. The ikka inshi the kaimi ba'ishaita, right? The line that, right, according to the Rashbi, that after alos is really, right, laila, but yet even though it's laila, you can be mekayim kriyas shema shel shachris, because there are some people who are waking up, or the Rebbe Kiva's version that again that after alos is really yom, but yet you can be mekayim kriyas shema shel arvis, because the ikka inshi, there are some people who are still sleeping after Alos. From that Gemara, both the Rashbi and Rabbi Akiva, they both seem to be bringing the miut of the ikka inshi, sounds like, for the Zman d'oraisa. So how can the Kesa Mishnah say that bringing a raya from miut b'nei melachim is d'rabbanan, because we would never follow the miut for d'oraisa? Chesam Beis, which is brought down l'halacha, we do follow the miut, seemingly, even for d'oraisa. Exactly. Exactly, because the Mishnah himself passes like this. So what's the answer?
I think Rashba brings down there his second answer. Is that really just his rule?
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
He says that it's the second answer.
Means rope?
He definitely says it in the first time.
Okay, interesting. I have to see that. Interesting. It doesn't seem to be the pashas of the Gemara.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Okay, excellent. Remember, there are many Rishonim, such as the Rosh, the Ramban, and we'll see also the Rambam, who limit the Rashbi and Rabbi Akiva to Ones / Shas Hatchak. And therefore, what the Kesa Mishnah is saying is that, yes, in a Hanami, we follow the Miut when it comes to Ones / Shas Hatchak. And the whole idea, remember the Ramban's idea, that because the Lashon Yachid of Bishachbecha of Kumecha tells you there's extenuating circumstances, that even on Doraisa level, we have a separate track for Ones. So what the Kesselim Mishnah is going to tell you is that when it comes to the Ones track, Lashon Yachid, right? So this, yes, we follow Miut in those cases. But when it comes to Sof Zman Kriya Shema, Shel Shachar, B'nei Melachim, that's not cases of Ones. That's the Me'ikar Adin, what this Sof Zman Kriya Shema, Shel Shachar is. So the Kesselim Mishnah is really saying is that we would never follow the Miut for the Ikar Zman. We only follow the Miut for Ones and Shas Atchak. And it works out because the Rambam himself, the Kesselim Mishnah is obviously commenting on, in Halacha Yud, also paskins that we limit the Rashbi and the Rabbi Akiva to Ones. So again, what seems to be a Shver Raya at first glance, because it seems to be against the Gemara on Chasam Beis, really ends up being okay. Because what the Kesselim Mishnah means to say is not that you never bring a Raya from the Miut, it's just that you don't bring a Raya from the Miut for the Ikersman, but in a Hanami you could bring a Raya from the Miut to the we call the secondary Zman for Shat Atchak and Ones. Okay, so those are the two Rayos of the Kesselim Mishnah. First from Birchas Kriya Shema, and then from B'nai Malachim, each of which have an important potential Tachia and defense. So just one Ha'ara before we get to the Magna Avraham's Rayos. An important Ha'ara that this Shita, that really Mida Oraisa, the Zmanim, are Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla. That works out very nicely with the Yom V'Layla approach. We referenced this earlier, right? So if you think that, right, B'shach V'chav Kumecha just means Yom and Layla, so then you're going to have to come on to such an approach as well. To say that really, Midoraisa, the Zman is Kol Hayom and Kol Halayla, and that these limitations are all Midirabanan. But it's important to know that the Kesselim Mishnah himself doesn't seem to be a Yom V'Layla person. Seems like the Kesselim Mishnah seems to be a Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. He just thinks that Zman Shechiva applies all night, and that Midoraisa, Zman Kima applies all day. So again, this idea of saying the limitations are Drabanan for sure works well with the Yom V'Layla approach, but can also work for the Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima approach if you think that the Zman Shechiva Midoraisa is all night, and that Zman Kima Midoraisa is all day, like the Kesselim Mishnah says. And it's clear the Kesselim Mishnah holds that way because both his Lashon, he keeps on talking about Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva, and we know the Kesselim Mishnah, as someone just referenced before, quotes the Rashbi, right? Quotes the Rashbi, and the whole sugya of the Rashbi and Rabbi Akiva is all about Shechiva, right? The Ika Inshi, right? The Kaimi Baishaita, the Ika Inshi, the Ganu Baishaita is all about Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima. Yeah.
Better with the Yom V'Layla approach?
All I'm saying is that the Yom V'Layla approach is going to have to adopt the Kesselim Mishnah. Exactly. Yom V'Layla approach is going to have to adopt the Kesselim Mishnah.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's Yom V'Layla, so then Kol Yom and Kol Laila. We're just saying that the Kesselim Mishnah himself seems to be within the Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima approach. He just thinks that both of them be the Oraisa are all day and all night, and therefore he has to say that the limitations are true.
Well, it's easier to take on meaning taking on what the Kesselim Mishnah is doing is easier than taking on the Yom V'Layla approach, because the Yom V'Layla approach generally is just very hard to...
Fine. I'm just saying that the Yom V'Layla approach is going to have to come on to, going to have to accept that Sof Zman Kriya Shema is Drabanan. Fine. So now let's look at the Magen Avraham's interesting rayos against the Kesselim Mishnah. So anyone have the Magen Avraham there? So against the Magen Avraham, again, Nun Ches Zayin. So the first raya you'd have read before, right? The first raya was the Birchos Kriya Shema idea. And it's about Ukasha. Anyone have it? You got it, Ben? Again, it's Sivkatan Zion.
Start from the beginning.
Just like a couple lines in, where it says about Okasha, they might have it abbreviated to M. Kane.
Of Okasha?
Yeah.
To
M. Kane, Af Achar Shadalan?
Same.
I'll just read it. The Okasha, right? Another Kasha. To M. Kane, that if you're right, right? Right, if you're right that the Zman Kriya Shema Mida Oraisa is Kol Hayom, so then Af Acher Sha'adalit Yikra Brachos, so then you should be able to recite Birchos Kriya Shema even after Dalit Sha'os. Right, so says the Magen Avraham, why, according to you, Kesselim Mishnah, if really Mitzvos Kriya Shema Mida Oraisa is Kol Hayom, so then the Birchos Kriya Shema should be able to recite it Kol Hayom. What's the easy defense of the Kesselim Mishnah? In a Konami. The Kesselim Mishnah is working off the Rambam, and the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel paskins that the Birchos Kriya Shema can be recited Kol Hayom. So the Kesem Mishnah, right, who's working off the Rambam, very easily will say, Ein Echanami. I do hold that the Berachos Kriyat Shema can be recited all day long. And the Kesem Mishnah himself earlier quotes the Rabbeinu Menach, who says, yes, the Berachos Kriyat Shema should be able to be recited all day long. Where's the Magen Avraham coming from that he asks his Kasha of Dalet Shalos? Exactly. The Magen Avraham is basically saying, wait a second, because guess who the Baal Kesem Mishnah is? Machaber. So what the Magen Avraham seems to be asking is, L'shitascha Kesem Mishnah, you just paskined here in the Machaber, in, right, Nunches Vav, that you should only say Birchas Kriyat Shema until Dalet Shalos. So basically asking, L'shitascha, why would you paskin that it's limited, that Birchas Kriyat Shema are limited to Dalet Shalos, right, if you think that the Mitzvah's Kriyat Shema is Kol Hayom? Okay, so I think that's really the basis of the Magen Avraham. Kasha, again, is asking on the Mechaber, but this pshat of the Kesem Mishnah presumably is working within the Rambam, who holds that Birchos Kriyat Shema can be recited all day. We'll get back to understanding this Machlokes. Why would you limit to Dalet Shalos? We'll get back to that later. Yeah.
How does Magen Avraham not have, like, the Mechaber is quoting from the Torah and play the passage against the Rambam?
I'm not sure. I get it. It is, it is a stira within Beis Yosef, in a sense, right? If the Mechaber really holds,
he's clear in the Beis Yosef, but he's not passing like the Rambam.
And you're saying, but
he's
passing like the Rosh. And you're saying the Kesem Mishnah just Das Rambam.
Yeah.
Again, but if you assume that the Kesem Mishnah is Das Atzmo, he's not necessarily. I mean, that kasha that the Kesem Mishnah has is not necessarily working off the sheets of the Rambam. It sounds like it's more of a general kasha. So the Magen Avraham, I think, is asking, like, oh, l'shitascha, Beis Yosef, right? How can you pass in Dalet Shalos in the Shulchan Aruch if you have this general yisod? Again, but if that general yisod is really b'das Rambam, then it's not a problem. Okay, so that's the first raya of the Magen Avraham against the Kesem Mishnah, and that there is an easy defense, basically, Ein Echanami. Oh. The other raya of the Magen Avraham, you see where I am now?
Yeah.
The Ode?
Oh.
The problem is the Gemara Issa Behedya. So what's the second kasha of the Magen Avraham? How can you say that Midoraisa Krishmas is Mana Kol Hayom? If that's true, so then is it Krishma Shal Shachar is all day? Krishma Shal Arvis is all night. There's never a second of the day or night where you don't have a mitzvah of Krishma. So says the Magen Avraham, Im Kain, right? Krishma should be a mitzvah saseh, Shalom Zman Grama. But yet, which Gemara calls it Zman Grama? Daf Chaf Amud Beis, right? The Gemara Chaf Amud Beis clearly says that Krishma is Zman Grama. So it says, ask the Magen Avraham, how can you explain that if you, the Kesem Mishnah, think that it's mana is Kol Hayom V'Chol Halayla? What is a possible defense of the Kesem Mishnah? How can the Kesem Mishnah explain that it is Zman Grama, even though it's kosher Kol Hayom, right, Svi? And how would you highlight that? With which Shita? Which Shita holds the two different mitzvos? The Ramban. If the Kesem Mishnah adopts the Ramban, right, that the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis are two different mitzvahs. Read the Ramban inside in a moment. And Shichasa Esin right below. According to the Ramban, the Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis are two distinct mitzvahs. So then, from the perspective of each one, it is Zman Grama. From the perspective of a Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, that is only during the Yom and not Belaila. From the perspective of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, it's Davka Belaila and not Beyom. So if, for sure, if you take the Ramban, in Hasagas to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, who sees Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis as two distinct mitzvos, so then from the perspective of each one, it's clearly Zman Grama. On the other hand, right, the Magen Avraham seems to be coming from, right, which Rishon says, no, it's only one mitzvah? The Rambam. Right, the Rambam, who says it's all one mitzvah, so you, from the Magen Avraham can be saying, from the perspective of this single mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you can say it applies for all 24 hours during the day. So it seems to be, there's a lot of hands here, but it seems that the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Kesem Mishnah and the Magen Avraham is One way to understand it is that the Kesef Mishnah says two different mitzvahs, and therefore each one is magrama. Magen Avraham says, like the Rambam, that no, it's all one mitzvah, and therefore it applies 24 hours a day, therefore it shouldn't be considered magrama. Yeah.
Didn't we just say that the Kesef Mishnah is working within the Das and Rambam? Shouldn't he agree with the Rambam here also?
But every single likuta, these are distinct points. So I don't know if you just, in terms of, I don't know if you're like, I don't know if it has to be consistent with every single Rambam. Yeah. That's a good point. I'm not sure.
If it was one mitzvah, one number one mitzvah, would it still be considered a Siman of Rama? Because at the end of the day, when nighttime comes, so now you have a Kriya with Kriya Shema, and when daytime comes, you have a Kriya Shema. Once you do it once, you really pump it for the rest of that Siman. Like the Kriya is very much related to the Siman.
Yeah, so as you referenced in the Seder, again, if you take a certain perspective, different perspectives on the Siman Rama. And if you take the perspective of Zman Grama, it only applies. I'm explaining that even according to the Tzad, that Zman Grama is only when, right, there are practical times during the day, doesn't apply, so then you'd have to come on to the Ramban's idea that it's two separate mitzvahs. Yeah, 100%. Is there other? Similar idea. You're right. There are other ways to explain it, but again, one way to explain the Kesef Mishnah is that if he holds like the Ramban, that there are two different mitzvahs, so then you can clearly understand why it's Zman Grama. While the Magen Avraham is working within the Rambam, that it's one mitzvah. But why isn't it the problem for the Rambam? Again, it's not a problem for the Rambam. Even though the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah, again, if you hold that Sosman Kriya Shema is Da'oraisa, then of course it's Zman Grama. Right? So the Rambam himself, just because the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah, he's not going to have a problem with the Gemara, because the Rambam in Pashas holds that Sosman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is Da'oraisa, and therefore, of course, it's Zman Grama. Who's only a kasha on the Kesef Mishnah, who holds that the Sosman Kriya Shema is Rabban. One last ara. Again, let's see the Ramban really quickly. Just like a very important Ramban. The Ramban, when he's coming to explain why Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis should be two separate mitzvos. See, this is the sagas of the Ramban, right? And the Ramban has a list of things that the Rambam basically forgot. So is it towards the end of the piece that's on the Marmakomos? Last two lines of Shnei Tzmidim. Azriel, do you have it? See it on the Marmar Koma sheet?
Yes.
See the second to last line after the period of Shnei Tzmidim?
Yes. Shnei Tzmidim, Torah's book of the Erev, Kriya Shmat, Emanim Shtayim Shtayim, Mitzvos, Enan, Rahvos, Zo, Etzo.
So what's the Ramban saying? Like, Rambam, you counted both Tzmidim as one mitzvah. You counted the Ketores, Boker, and Erev as one mitzvah. You counted Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis v'Arvis as one mitzvah. Really, each of them should be two mitzvahs. Why? Where are the Svaras? Because number one, each one is not Makiv of the other. Right? If you fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, but you don't fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, that's not like one's going to be Makiv of the other. Each one is a separate Kiyum. And number one, each one has its own Zman. So it says the Ramban, therefore, both the fact that they're not ma'akib each other and that they're their own zman, therefore should be two different mitzvahs. It seems like it's a good taina. Why does the Rambam count both Kriya Shemas as one? In any svaras?
One
mafra. Okay, because it's shakbacha and then uvkumecha. It's one. Yeah?
He counts it as one big mitzvah, or yeah, it's just the same mitzvah repeated twice? Same
mitzvah
repeated twice.
Okay, but he seems like he groups them together. Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis v'Arvis and mitzvah yud.
Kriya Shema
twice. Right. But again, if you view it, this might be another raya to the Yisod of bookends, right? If you see Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis as bookends, so it's really one kiyum, right? There's no value to one bookend without the other bookend. That ends up being one kiyum. So again, one way to justify the Rambam's counting as one integrated mitzvah, if you take this the bookend, right, Zman Shechivah, Zman Kima, really this idea of bookend, so then it ends up being one overall kiyum, not two separate kiyum. Yeah.
Sidra Philip would agree with Rambam then, say, like this point for...
Sidra Chinuch generally follows the Rambam's count, and I think he counts them as one, even though he happens to be Yom Palaila. Once you say, from a consistency standpoint, also, it has to be Yom V'Layla in order for it to be significant. You can say that as well. I think it's stronger within the bookends, but you can probably make a case for the consistency. Like, what Yom alone is not consistent,
Yeah,
into the Yom and Belayla, oh, that's one kiyam of, you know, of real consistency. Yeah. We're in. Well, but the Pasha's the Rambam thinks that. Correct. But where's the Rambam not say that? Because the Kesem Mishnah? I mean, Kesem Mishnah is not necessarily the
Pshat. Well, we were just saying that all is one, it's two different Mishnahs, we're asking why they're two. You're saying that, so if it's.
I mean, the Rambam was saying they're not, each one is not Makiv the other, and they're two different Zmanim, so why?
Oh, so there, to the Rambam. Yeah. So,
Again, unless he says at the end of the day they're not, meaning you could still have one. You're saying the fact that you can have. I don't think anyone really holds that, you know, one's ma'akiv the other. So, again, the Rabbanu might say, and then again, even though, you know, you do have this kiyum of, you know, when you do both, at the end of the day, one's not ma'akiv the other. And therefore, that's enough to count from a minyan mitzvah standpoint, that's enough to justify them being counted separately.
It's two different.
They're two different mitzvahs because each one is not ma'akev and each one has its own zman. Now the Ramban, the klalei minyan mitzvahs is that if each one has their own zman and each one is not ma'akev, you know, the kiyum mitzvah, that suffices for two different mitzvahs. Maybe the Ramban is going to count, but it could be the Rambam is going to counter. Yes, in a chanami, but the fact that there is, you know, this kiyum of doing both because you're going to have this value of the bookends, that would justify counting them as one. Or that that's not koveya for minyan mitzvahs. Again, there's always, whenever it comes to minyan mitzvahs, always the question is, you know, how much are they arguing about, you know, the rules of minyan mitzvahs, and how much are they arguing about the klalim? And fine. In the last 15 minutes, I'd like to start the next part of the sugya, which is the tchilas, right? Up until now, we're talking about sosman kriyashma. Now let's talk about tchilasman shel kriyashma, particularly in the context of tchilasman shel shabbos, right? And when it comes to Tchilas Manshul Arbis, that, you know, that was just, you know, the whole discussion we had before. But now let's look at this all comes up in the Mishnah and Gemara at Tesem Beis. Everyone can quickly look to Tesem Beis. So let's start looking at the Tchilas Man of Shacharis. So again, we're going to see there's a whole range of Shittos. First, let's get down the range of Shittos, and then let's look at what type of requirements it is. So again, there's the Mishnah at Tesem Beis. Elio, would you mind? Right, so again, the Tanakama in the Mishnah says, Mishayakir between Tchilas, between the blue and love. What does the Gemara explain? The Gemara just here says, right, oh, when we say difference between blue and white, it's not two separate, you know, things of wool, because you can see at any point. It's more nuanced than that. You have a single thing of wool. According to Rashi, parts of it are white, parts of it blue, to be able to differentiate. According to Tosfos, it's that, you know, within the tzitzis, you can tell the difference between the tchilas strings and the lavan strings. But either way, Tanakama is it's a form of mishayakir between, you know, tchilas and lavan. That's shita number one. Shita number two is Rabbi Eliezer. It's a mishayakir between tchilas and karsi. Again, whose zman is later? Tanakama or Rabbi Eliezer? What is more difficult? Rabbi Eliezer is later, right? Rabbi Eliezer, right? Tchilas and Karsi. I know you're the color expert. But right? The difference between the Tanakama's blue and white is obviously easier than telling the difference between the blue and green of Rabbi Eliezer's.
Later.
You need more light. You need more light, right, to differentiate between more similar colors, right? Yeah, yeah. So, right, Tanakama sounds like it's an earlier Zman. Rabbi Eliezer has a little later Zman, because again, you have to be able to differentiate between even two colors, which are even closer. So again, those are the two Shittos in the Mishnah. Again, two different versions of Mishayakir. Now we're going to see the Braisa. You can skip to a couple lines in. Tanya, Rei Meir, Omer. Eliel, do you see it? Right, so again, according to Rei Meir's version of is Mishayakir between a wolf and a dog. Fine, we'll get back to some of these details later. So what's an Arud according to Rashi? Right, it's a wild donkey, right? So you have, again, what's harder, what's easier to tell the difference between? Is it a Zaev and a Kelev, or a Chamor and a wild Chamor? It's obviously, right, it's a bigger difference between a Zaev and a Kelev. Right, so again, similar, just like we had the Tanakama between, right, white and blue being easier then Rabbi Eliezer's, you know, blue and green, you have a similar contrast between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Meir's, right, Mishiyakir is a little earlier than Rabbi Akiva's Mishiyakir, because again, Rabbi Akiva is it's more of a subtle distinction between two different types of chamor versus two completely different animals. But either way, according to these four shitos, so far these are all different versions of Mishiyakir. Again, we have to figure out, number one, what exactly is this idea of Mishiyakir? What's the relevance? But there's one more shita, which is also a version of Mishiyakir, the Acher. Right, to be able to recognize, and Tosfos explains, based on the Yerushalmi, be able to recognize someone you're not so close with at a distance of Dalet Amos. So here we have these five shitos in the Tanoim, are basically different versions of Mishiyakir, and we're going to have to explain what is this idea of Mishiyakir, why is the shir, why is this Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema tied to being able to recognize people, animals, things, what is going on. Those are the first five shitas. There's a sixth shita, not in this Gemara, but elsewhere, which is a different zman. Where does that come from? Exactly. Right? On Ches Amid Beis, shita of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So, again, while all of these Mishiyakirs on Testament Beis, again, we don't know exactly when they are, but when do they generally, Aaron, when do they generally fall out, the Mishiyakirs? Excellent. Between Alos and Hanitzachama. We're going to see now the sixth opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Right? So again, Rabbi Akiva on Chasim Abeis. Ari, what do you mind? We'll see how it's relevant to Eric. Yeah. That was the key. Right? What does, according to Rabbi Akiva, When is the Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema, seemingly? Only after Hanetzachama. So again, this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, at least on Chasim Abiz, again, is a new shita, that the Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema waits until Hanetz. And Tosfos on Tesamun Aleph points this out, that there's a new shita, there's a different version of Rabbi Akiva, because we just pointed out Rabbi Akiva gave one of the Mishiyakirs. This is a different version of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that no, that the Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema is not a Mishiyakir, but it's rather Hanetz. And what's this, again, based on the sugya, what is this shita based on? Why does the Tchilas, what? Sorry, Ari, what's the basis of this Zman? Based on what? For Zman? Zman Kima, exactly. The Koveya for Rabbi, for this shita of Rabbi Akiva is clearly when Zman Kima starts. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, here's what Tosfos on there is explaining, is that since Zman Shechiva extends until Hanetz, Zman Kima only starts after Hanetz. So while we're not sure yet what the basis of the Mishiyakir Zmanim are, it is clear from this sugya that the basis of this alternative Zman of Rabbi Akiva, Hanetz, is based on, because that's when Zman Kima starts. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, Zman Kima begins at Hanetz. That's why he has this later Zman. Fine. So you have the five versions of Mishiyakir, which you still have to explain where does Mishiyakir come from. And the sixth shita is this other version of Rabbi Akiva, that it's Hanetz, based on that being the beginning of Zman Kima. I'd like to spend the next, 10 or so minutes that we have, taking a step back and understanding, according to the different Makoros, what's the nature of these requirements? Right? The nature of what's the level of these requirements of the Mishiyakir, this Tchilas Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis? Is this an inyan lechatchila, or is this Zman even ma'akev b'di'evan? So again, what comes out of the Koros, two different mahalchim here, is this Tchilas Zman Shel Kriyat Shema, right, of the Mishiyakir / the Hanetz of Rabbi Akiva, right? Is this just an inyan lechatchila, or is this really ma'akev even b'di'evan? So let's start with the first mahalach, is that it's only an inyan lechatchila. And this comes out of the Rashbi on Chasim Abeis. So let's look at the Rashbi on Chasim Abeis. Right? So again, because on Testament Abeis, we just had, by all the Shiurim of Mishiyakir, etc., etc. But yet, if you pay careful attention to the Rashbi's Lashon on Chasim Abeis, it sounds like, really, you could do it earlier. Okay? Avram, do you have the Gemara on Chasim Abeis? It's to Tanya, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Omer. Chesam Beis is like towards the bottom. It says, Pamim Sha'adam Kore Kriyat Shema. Right, right then and there. What is that telling us? What's the tchil, according to the Rashbi, what's the tchilas zman kriyat shema shel shacharis? You can already start saying it after alos ha-shachar. Right? So the pashtus of the Rashbi is the Rashbi is saying, at least, right, b'di'evet, really, the zman starts at alos. So therefore, all the zmanim of mishayakir, that's only an inyan l'chatzchila. So again, sounds from the pashas of the Rashbi, is that really all these zmanim of mishayakir are only an inyan l'chatzchila, because really b'di'evet you can already say kriyas shma shel shacharis at alos. So that for sure works out nicely with the right the yom and laila approach, because alos starts at yom. So of course, at least b'di'evet you should be able to start kriyas shma shel shacharis at the yom, or like you know at least within the Rashbi, even within the zman kima approach, assuming that Zman Kima begins already at Alos. So if you assume that the Zman Kima already begins at Alos, at least according to the Miut, because the Ik and Inshi, so therefore you would explain why Bidi Evet Alos works, and therefore all these later Zmanim of Misha Yakir are only in Inyan L'Chatchila. What? So again, remember, that's the subject of Machlokas Rishonim, about whether you limit the Rashbi to onus situations. So, it's, you know, it's for sure, right, that would limit it. But if you just take the Rashbi Kapashas, that this is the din, so then it would emerge from the Pashas of the Rashbi, is that at least B'di'evet Alos works, and the Mishayakir is the only in Indian L'Chatchila. Yeah, all right.
Can you say that the Rashbi argues on the other things, in the sense that Alos is L'Chatchila?
Again, he does focus on the b'di'evet. Pam shaldim kore kriyat shema, and he says you're yotze. So Pasha says, you know, he sounds like he's talking b'di'evet. You know, yeah, you could say, but Pasha's I'd rather you know say that no, the Rashbi is just talking about b'di'evet. Yeah, hell yeah. What? We'll explain. So again, the first indication that Mishayakir is only l'chatchila is this Rashbi, who says that alos works b'di'evet. Who else seems to say this? This is a short time. The Rif. You go to the Rif on Beis and Beis. The Rif also seems to be medayik from the Rashbi that alos works b'di'evet, and that Mishayakir is only an Indian l'chatchila. This is the Rif on Beis and Beis. You don't have it. He says, "V'chein hod Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai de Amar." You don't see that in the Rif Beis and Beis. It says, "V'chein hod Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai de Amar." Pamim she'adam kori kriyas shema shel shachris la'acher she'yala amra shachar. B'di'evetu. That's b'di'evet. Right. This is Tahari's point. Right. That's b'di'evet. Inami b'shazas chak. Skip a line. Aval lechatzchila lo. Aval lechatzchila. You should work. You should wait. Sorry. To mishayakir. So the Rif, like we were being medayik in the Rashbi, says no, the Rashbi can align with the Mishnah of Mishayakir. One's b'di'evet and one's l'chatchila. So both the Pashas of the Rashbi and the Rif's understanding of the Rashbi is that Mishayakir is only an Inyan l'chatchila, and the Rashbi is pointing out, but b'di'evet, really, you can be Yotze from Alos. So again, the first mahalach is that Mishayakir is only an Inyan l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, you really have Alos, either because that's when Yom starts, according to the Yom Valayla approach, or because that's what you think is the Zman Kima, at least based on the Miut, B'nai Adam. Fine. But there are Shitas we're going to see in a moment, who say that no, that the later Zman of Mishayakir is even Ma'akev B'di'evet. And the first person to say this is Tosfos and Chasam Abbas. So you see Tosfos and Chasam Abbas, again, working off the Rashbi, right? When the Rashbi, right, literally says you can start Krishna Shal Shacharis after Amra Shachar. So it comes along, Tosas on Chesna Beis, the bottom of Tira Maschel Lola Ola. He says, right, see, five lines to the bottom, he says, Bahai Dinaka.
Bahai Dinaka Dachar Shiad Amra Shachar, Abdafka Miad, who the Hachzar of Amzim, the Cholapachal Shirid Masisin, Ad Shiakabin Tfilis.
So although Ari is going to tell me, oh, maybe that's only lechatchila, it sounds like he's saying, the Braisa is talking on a b'di'evet level. This is what you're yotzei with. And for Tosfos to say, lav davka, he sounds like he's saying, no, even b'di'evet, the zman is mishayakir. So it sounds like Tosfos is rejecting the pashtus of the Rashbi and says, don't understand the Rashbi as saying, yeah, b'di'evet, alos works. And that Mishayakir is only lechatzchila. No, says Tosfos. Really, even on a b'di'evet ma'akev level, the zman is Mishayakir. And therefore, lav davka alos hashachar, it's really Mishayakir. This has become very important. According to the Shita of Tosfos, and we'll see some others, the zman of Mishayakir is not just an any lechatzchila, it's mamish b'di'evet. And therefore, we're really going to want to need to explain where in the world does this Mishayakir idea come from. But not only does Tosfos say that, what other Rishon seems to say this, that on a Doraisa level, right, Mishayakir and the Zmanim and the Mishnah seem to be Ma'akev, even Doraisa? Rabbeinu Yonah. Excellent. Everyone turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. Dalet on a Beis Bedapei Ariv. What? Sounds like B'di'evet, yeah. Sounds like. Yeah, because he's lavd afkin Gemara. I mean, the Braisa said, you're Yotzei at a los. He says, no, lavd afkin. Sounds like lav davka you yotzei at alos. Really, you're only yotzei at mishayakir. If he meant to say no, because you should wait, he doesn't have to say lav davka. Because then the bryce says b'di'evet, and he's just saying sarach lechatchila. The fact that he has to lav davka the gemara, the bryce sounds like he thinks that really it's ma'akev b'di'evet. Oh, so Rabbeinu Yonah on Dalet Amud Beis, Dior Maslam Masnisim Me'emasai. Again, is it right? Is giving pshat in the Mishnah and Testament base? Anyone have it? Mayor, do you have it? Which is Kolomar. I'll start reading. Don't you have it? Kolomar. Lo yotza ela b'shas atzchak. Madrina mishayakir b'tchilas lo. So Rabbeinu Yonah says the pshat in the Mishnah is that this man of mishayakir is even ma'akev sounds like do'oraisa, except in the shas atzchak, as we know, because shas atzchak is a separate track. That's the idea of b'shach b'cha. That's the Rashbi idea that because this Torah uses b'shach b'cha b'lashon yachid, there's a separate track for cases of ones. But says the Rabbeinu Yonah, but even me de oraisa in a typical case, mishayakir is ma'akev b'di'evet sounds like even me de oraisa. So both Tosfos and Chasam Beis and Rabbeinu Yonah are saying no, the shear of mishayakir in the Mishnah is ma'akev even me de oraisa. And before we conclude, there's one other Rishon who also says the Mishayakir is Ma'akev, b'di'evet, but sounds like it's only Midr Abanan. Who says this? The Machamas. So Machamas, we don't have time to read this inside, but the Machamas in that long piece, it's always long, right, also says that Hakorei Kodim L'chein Lokiyim Mitzvah, but if you pay careful attention to the Machamas' Lashon, it sounds like he's saying that only on Midr Abanan level. So again, here we're seeing two different shittos about whether the shear of Mishayakir is just an Indian lechatchila, or is it ma'akev even midaraisa, and that's going to lead us to our next shear, which is therefore what is the basis of Mishayakir. But to point out, I'm not going to be here.